We are learning Masechta Kedushin Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the bottom, more to the end of a line. Va'amar Rava, we have in the Mishnah Asufi. We have Shtuki, doesn't know who his father is. Asufi does not know what a father or a mother is. They found him in the street somewhere. He doesn't know who his parents are. And it says in our Mishnah that he can't marry into Klal Yisrael, and he can marry a Mamzer, but he can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Va'amar Rava, Dvar Torah Asufi Kosher. Really, Asufi is Kosher into Klal Yisrael. My time, what's the reason? Because let's try to analyze, how was the baby born? If the baby was born from a married couple where the woman was Mazana, so there she would not throw the baby away. Why? Because even if she has a baby, she'll be telling her husband. She'll say, yeah, it's for my husband. So she doesn't have to throw it away. She'd keep the baby because she has someone to be telling it to. So really, if it's from an Eishes Ish, usually it's 100% Mamzer then, if it came from someone else. But here, on the other hand, she always has a protection when she has a husband, so therefore we're not worried that that's where that Sufi came from. Eishes Ish, Rabbi Alatayla. My Ikas, what are we Chayshish for? That there are some Arusais, which if Arusa, which means someone has Kedushin, she's Mizana, then it's a Mamzer, and there she doesn't have a husband to tell in, or Miyat Arusas, or Miyat Shehokha Baalayam Avinas Yom, or some people's husband who went away, so they also can't be telling the husband, but there's also a problem of Mamzer. So that would be the Tzapsul. But on the other hand, to counteract the Tzapsul, we have a Tzad, maybe it came from a Pnuya. Kivanika Pnuya, Vikanami, the Machmas Ravin, or it's from a married couple who had it, the baby, and the baby is kosher, but still they put the baby away because they didn't have any food. So Mai says, it's Paga Paga, it's an equal Suffolk. Only a mamzer vade cannot come marrying the kal Hashem. Mamzer safik yavoi, and another drasha is v'kal vade lo yavoi, v'kal safik yavoi. That means the mamzer allowed to marry the kal safik. So therefore, a sufi really is mutin klai Yisrael. Why? Because he's a safik. So matam amru a sufi apostle. Why is he a sufi apostle? Because maybe this a sufi, any shidduch he does, he might be marrying his sister. And the parents, even if he does a shidduch with someone who knows both parents, they, you know, they're not going to say if they were mizana. And this might be his sister. Elam. So that's the problem. Frank Demar, that's the problem. Elamata sufi asufi lo yisa also shem yisa chayisai beimav beimimoy. You can't marry another sufi either. Maybe it's your sister from two sides. So Gemara, Kalhani shadi vaazli vas Kalhani shadi vaazli. You're telling me that every sufi that comes from the same family, you throw away babies. That doesn't make sense. So I still have a problem. Basa Sufi lo yisa, shem yisa chaysoy. What about Basa Sufi? There, it's a different. This is a Basa Sufi. We know who the father is and the mother is, but still, it might be a sister because that Asufis maybe that Asufis might be related to you. Ella loy, or the case is that the father might be the father. That same problem. Same problem we said before. Even by Yisrael. So Haylai married Basa Sufis, which is Charles Asufis. Maybe this is your father or mother. Lo yisa shem yisa vaz chayisa. Ella teres is lo shchiyach. Hakanami lo shchiyach. Ella my loss of yuchsin. The reason why a sufi can't marry into klai yisrael is because my loss of yuchsin. So bottom line is, stukin and sufi midiraisa are really mutter in klai yisrael. But else, hey, my loss of yuchsin, it's also to marry into klai yisrael. Omar Rava bar Rav Huna. Motzu mahul, if you find a baby that had a mila, on top of our base now, if you found a baby that had a mila, in by mashuma sufi. Which means we're not chayshish that it's not a kosher. The derech is that someone who has a baby that's not a kosher baby, it's a mamzer, they want to get rid of the baby. So they throw the baby away. If they want to get rid of the baby, they're not going to give the baby a mila. It's not worth it for them to give it a mila. They're planning on killing the baby. So therefore, therefore, if it has a mila, it's not a asufi. It must have been dropped off because they couldn't take care of the baby. Not because the baby's apostle. Ain't by mishum asufi. The same thing is mishalti hadamel. Ain't by mishum asufi. If in those days when a baby was born, it was the baby used to come out a little crooked, and they used to straighten out the bones. Like even today, the head comes out a little crushed. They used to straighten out the baby and make the baby look good. So if this baby is nicely taken care of, it's a raya that the baby was not a apostle, it was a kosher, and the apostle couldn't take care of it. Like there's a Rashi a little later on, it says, Klolei shol dava, komokim shol ahavim del das misa hashichu, lechoslav, weren't there rachmanas in it? Yes, but mishum asufi. It has to be a matzah where it looks like you didn't have rachmanas in it, that makes it asufi. But if you had rachmanas on the baby, it's not asufi. So the first example is mahol, second example is that you made the bone straight. Another example is shayif mishcha, if you smeared with oil, umola kuchla, and the eyes, they put things around the eyes to make the baby look nice, or rami chumra, they hung these refuah, these different herbs for refuah around the neck, or tali pisco, or there was a kameya, like a ksav, a kameya around the neck, but or tali kameya, which means there was hung like besamim around the neck. Ain by mishum asufi. Then it's also not a sufi, because you would not do that to a baby that's puzzled, you want to throw away. You wouldn't put so much work into it. Tali b'dikla lay, you found it hanging in a basket, hanging on a tree in a basket. Si'imot lechaya, if a chaya could reach it, yesh by mishum asufi. Then there is a sufi, because you see, you don't care about the baby. The baby can't kill. Imlav, if an animal cannot reach it, ain by mishum asufi. It's a raya, it's not a sufi, just you couldn't take care of the baby, so you hung it up for someone else to find. Zardasa, smich lamasa, if it's hanging on a tree close to the city, zardasa is a certain type of tree that has berries in it, but it also has a lot of shadim on it, a lot of mazikim in it. So if it's hanging on such a tree, yes, by mishum asufi, because it's very dangerous. From lav, ain by mishum asufi. If it's not on a zardasa, it's close to the city, there's no problem asufi, because you are being careful with it. It doesn't mean you're putting it in sakana. Same thing by Beit Knishta. Beiknishta smich lamasa, a shul is close to the city. V'shicha be'rabim, a lot of people come. They ain't by mishum asufi because there is no mazikim. In lav, in those days the shul used to be out of town. So in lav, it's not very close to the city. There's not a rabim there. Yes, by mishum asufi, you leave the baby in that shul because there are mazikim there. Oma meimar, hay peir de sufli. That's these big holes in the ground or ditch in the ground. They used to keep the animal food there, the pits of dates. So yes, by mishum asufi. Put the baby there, the sufi. Why? Because they're also the mazikim there. Charifta the nahara. If you put him in a little boat, the middle of the water, ain't by mishum asufi. Because in the middle of the water, there are a lot of boats passing by, and you know someone will find the baby and take it in. But pasri, if you put it on the sides of the river where no boats go, yes, by mishum asufi. There, it looks like you're trying to get rid of the baby. Same thing about Shirabim. See the Shirabim, ain't by mishum asufi, because there it's not dangerous. No horse will go trample on it. But Rosh Hashanah, you put the baby in Milosh Hashanah, yes, by Mishum HaSufi, because there, it looks like you're trying to kill the baby. Like upon him, that's the Klal Gadol, that if anytime you see that you put the baby in Sakana, that's HaSufi. If you put the baby neatly in a safe spot, and it looks like you're taking care of the baby, then it's not HaSufi, it's just, maybe they couldn't take care of the baby, and therefore, they put the baby away. Amar Rava. Over Shnei Rava in hunger years, ain't by Mashum Asufi. There's no Asufi. Now, what does that mean? Hod the Rava, hey, what's it going on? Ilay Mashu Sharabim, if it's going on in the middle of Sharabim, do you think that I just Shnei Rava Katle and kill the baby because you said in the middle of Sharabim, horses pass by. So you tell me because it's Shnei Rava and you kill the baby? Vela must be Rava's talking about Tzidish Sharabim, my ear is Shnei Rava. I feel below Shnei Rava, even not hunger years, it's not Asufi put on the side. That's what he said. Ella kiyat madarava ha. Rava's memory said on the following halacha. Don't Rabbi Amarav, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Zavdi, Amar Rav. Kol zman shvashuk over ve'imay neman alav. That means kol zman it's sitting on the side of Shirabim. The halacha is that a father or mother, like the Ran says, over or imay are neman alav to say this is my child. And then it's not asufi. If you find the child on the side of Shirabim, you didn't pick it up yet, and all of a sudden someone comes running, he says it's my child. The halacha is they are neman. And it could be the father's neman could be deraisa from the word yakir, and ladies only derabana, but the neman nesaf. If someone picked it up already and brought it away, nesaf and ashok ain't neman alav. They're not neman anymore. My time. What's the reason? Amarava however yatzal shem asufi. Once it gets a shem asufi, then they're not neman to change that anymore. They're not neman to change that status anymore of asufi. V'amarava. Rava says on that. Uvishnei Rava in hunger years, afa pishu nesaf min ashuk, even though already it was taken away from the shuk, ove v'imen neman alav. There's still neman. What's the reason? Rashi explains, since the harbe nishlochim, a lot of babies are thrown to the sar shirabim at that time, they want to passel just because of itzias kov, because of shem asufi, because then there'll be a lot of asufis. So therefore there, they allowed the father to be neman, even after the child was picked up, because in Shnei Rava, and it's very common to have the baby's left on the side of the road. Omar Rav Chista, Shloisha Nemanim La'alter. There are three people who are Neman, but they have to be Neman La'alter. They have to be say La'alter right away. Elohein, Asufi, Chaya. We'll see the case of Chaya, which means a midwife. Upeteres Chavaseha. And a case of Peteres Chavaseha, which we'll see what we're talking about. A Sufi are the Maran. A Sufi is where we said a father and mother only Neman La'altar, which means before someone picks it up. Once someone picks it up, the father and mother, not Neman, says they're a child. So that's the first case of La'altar. What's the second case? Chaya. What's Chaya? Time with the Braisa. Chaya is a midwife. Neman is Loimar. Two twins came out. We're not sure which one's the Bechar. It makes a big difference. You got Pishnaim and other halachas. The Tanya, Chaya, Neman is Loimar. Zeyot to Rishon, Zeyot to Sheni. The midwife is Neman to say, this is the Bechar and this is the second child. It's only if she didn't leave the room. She left the room and came back. She's not Neman. Why? Since they're twins, it's very hard for her. That's a good Tfiyah Zayin. When they come out, she can say, this one's first. Once she leaves the room, to come back and say, oh, that's the first one, that already she can't remember. It's not possible. Therefore, it's only Neman La'altar. Rabbi Eliezer says, a different Geder in La'altar. This Geder in La'altar is going out of the room. Rabbi Eliezer, if she stayed in her spot, she's Neman. If not, in the menace. It sounds like the same thing. If she's in the spot, not. So more might be now, woman. Now the Hada Apa, she turns around the face. According to the first man, the Yama, turning around the face is still Neman. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, once you turned around, you're already not Neman already. You already lost it. You don't know which one's which. So that's the second lach of the altar by a midwife saying which one's the Bechar. What's the third case of La'altar? Peteres chavre seho mahi. What is that case? What does that mean? It's not a mishnah. Shalosh nashim shayishenis v'mita. There were three nashim in one bed, and Rashi says they were very close to each other. V'mita achas. They were basically touching each other. V'nimta dam takas achas mehem. And they all left the bed, and you find dam on the bed. Now one of them is anida now. The halacha is kulam tameyas. They're all three anida. Why? Because we're not sure which one it came from. They all could have been, they're all mushalavas, they're all mixed together, so you could be anyone. What happens if Bat Gachas Vemnus is Tameya? One of them made a bdika and found that she was Tamei. He Tameya, Bekulam Tyrus. Everyone could be Tyler in her, but Tyrus Chavasa means everyone could be Tyler in her. If she's an either now, she's probably an either 5 minutes ago. But Zakhtar, no, it can't be 5 minutes. Amrav Chisto, Shabbatka Atzma Kashir Vest. It has to be Ma'alter, which means she has to make a bdika immediately after coming out of the bed. Like Rashi says, she has a bdika cloth ready there, and the minute she came out, she made the bdika. Right after they found the dam, she made the bdika, and then you can be Taylor in her. But if it's 5 minutes later, it's very possible she's only seeing right now, and that dam's from someone else. And what have we part the Chavar says? Those are three things that have to be La'alter. So to Maravai, the Tanur Rabbanan. Nemenes Chaya Loimar Zekoyin Vze Levi Zenesim Vze Mamzer. There's four ladies came to give birth. One was a Koyin, one was a Levi, but you know, Ashish Koyin, one was Ashish Levi, one was Ashish Sin, one was Ashish Mamzer. And they all came in to give birth, and she's Neman to say, this. And the Ran says that even though it's not the rice, you have to have two Edim. But when you're a Bonon, a midwife is Neman. Why? Because if not, who should be Neman? She's the only one here. So that's why the Ran says they're a Bonon, they're Neman. But the Ritva speaks out, here, even Neman after time. Only before, by twins, there you can't keep a cheshbon. But with different families, you could tell. You know, especially like one's black, one's white. You could tell the difference. Like a Bonon, they're different looks. That even after Zman the Neman. Neman is Chalam, is that Karim, is that Levi, is that Sim, is that Man, is that Medvam, Burim, Shloi, Karol, Hashem, Irr. It's only if there's no Irr on it, on the, one of these babies. Av Karol, Irr, once is the Irr, ain't a Menach, not Neman. What does the Irr mean? Irr, the Mai. Ilim, Irr, I had one aid. Vam, Rav, Yechon, ain't Irr, Pachas, Shnai. No such thing as the Irr, less than two Adim. El Irr, Trey. Irr of two Adim, then you're not Neman, can nega two Adim, saying this is someone else's baby, you're not Neman. But Boy is saying, Meloil, 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 there was one error of one aid. The chiyom Rabbi Yechonon ain't error pachas shnayim. How do you make the isa chazak the kashrus? Only if it's a chazak kashrus. Av heicha, there was no like a chazak the kashrus. No chazak the kashrus. There's no status quo yet. And chad nami mehemen, and it'll be one against one, and then she will not be neman. There should not be neman. She case because it's no chazak the kashrus. Only if Rabbi Yechonon works. Only if you have connected chazak kashrus that there need two. But if not, one will be neman. And Me'at Hashem, we will continue in next year from here, from three lines from the bottom.